Welcome to another EbizQ podcast.
Hello, EbizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, managing editor of EbizQ. And today I'm speaking with Andy Wang, who is director of project strategy for Laserfish. Laserfish creates simple enterprise content management solutions that help organizations run smarter. Thanks for joining me today, Andy.
Pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Laserfish Rio Enterprise Content Management.
Sure. Rio Enterprise Content Management unites the most powerful functionality of the Laserfish Content Management Suite. It is our formal bundled entry into the content management space. Rio has everything you would expect from a comprehensive content management solution: document imaging, records management, document-centric business process management for workflow, the core traditional document management solution, which is our core strength, of course, included in Rio. And what's more importantly is that meeting the highly adaptive environment in today's world, Rio also offers enterprise content management through the web client. Laserfish's web access and web link clients has virtually all the functionalities of the desktop client. It's mobile, smartphone friendly, and it's the first web client that doesn't require any kind of ActiveX or plugin downloads for almost all the functionalities to create the really true on-the-go friendly experience. Together, the Rio platform brings out the best in the content management solution of choice for our 28,000 existing customers using Laserfish.
That sounds great. Now, what types of organizations or sizes of organizations will benefit most from Rio?
The philosophy of Laserfish is to develop a horizontal ECM infrastructure framework for which organizations can apply vertical use case scenarios to address line of business pain points. As an example, some of the most common use case scenarios are in new account opening and customer onboarding in financial services, invoice automation across the board, HR onboarding, permitting, case management, and much more. So, you know, in regard to that, we find any organization that has the need to apply content management across the entire organization will benefit from Rio and its balanced licensing options. We have full named user licensing for everyday users and concurrent users for public portals, scanning stations, etc. The way we look at it, paper is still everywhere, and therefore transactional content management remains a challenge to almost every organization out there. But basic search and retrieve is just getting a rudimentary level of value out of a content management solution. It's organizations that want to turn technology as an enabler, business process to positively impact and provide return on investment. Those are the organizations that will really benefit from Rio.
Now, how successful has it been so far?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. The market just embraced Rio, and consequently Avanti as well, which is a departmental solution that has an emphasis on document management with business process automation. Laserfish enjoyed a 16% year-to-date growth for the first half of 2009, and I believe that speaks to the success of Rio. In the first quarter of 2009, New York Board of Education purchased a 100,000-seat Rio solution for the No Child Left Behind initiative. Also in 2009, Amazon.com selected Rio as its choice for transactional content management. And when you get to state local government, where Laserfish not only pioneered but dominate the market, it was just so positively overwhelming. When Rio was first launched in August 8, 2008, we designed a time frame for the transition plan. Well, I'm happy to report that that plan is no longer necessary. The transition really just naturally happened on its own.
That's really great to hear. So I understand that you've designed an integration to enhance with SharePoint capabilities. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I don't really like the word integration. ECM vendors doesn't have the best of reputations when it comes to a SharePoint integration. Really, oftentimes, it's no more than just a front-end imaging capture piece that provides a one-way transfer of information. What Laserfish has done is developed a framework for the Agile ECM, engineered with Laserfish and Microsoft technology together that leverages SharePoint heavily for this public portal and federated search capabilities. The integration, if you would, is composed of hooks between the web parts, the records repository, search protocol handler, OpenSearch, and workflow, which, by the way, they're both built on the same Windows workflow foundation. So it's a true two-way seamless union, and we believe that we have more customer application success story about this implementation of Agile ECM than any other content management suite provider when it comes to working together with SharePoint to deliver true value to the customer base.
Okay, now last question. I understand that Laserfish wrote a white paper in collaboration with the Economist Intelligence Unit called Discipline Autonomy. And can you explain to me how the findings tie in with what Rio offers?
Sure. Discipline autonomy refers to the balance and tension between the need for centralized control and local flexibility. You need centralized control. You have regulations, you have management directives, and your IT just needs to keep a firm arm on the way the technology is being used in your organization. But the research that the Economist Intelligence Unit did for us finds that you also need local flexibility. Line of business units are oftentimes bending the rules to get more value and more efficiency out of their everyday tasks. So what the research piece found was that if you have more of one, you start decreasing the other, but the need for both exists, and that is achieved through technology, specifically through content management and what Rio offers. It provides the system admins and the IT an opportunity to be able to exercise centralized control, but since it follows Laserfish's philosophy of passing transparent value to the users don't feel like they're doing anything different than their everyday work, but they're getting achieving the benefits and the values of transparent records management, workflow, and all sorts of benefits that you get from document management. That's really the underlying philosophy behind Rio, is to cater to both the line of business users and also the centralized IT, which, as we found in the RFPs that we've responded to and that we've won, we're oftentimes the only solution that gets the thumbs up from both the IT and the users alike, whereas most other vendors only cater to one or the other.
That's really good to hear. Thank you very much for joining us today, Andy.
Thank you.